357.
If you're not spending every waking moment checking us out online,
oh,
you'd better have a good excuse.
Yeah.
We've loaded up our website with stories, videos, interviews, and contests. Hit it now. ExtraSports1300.com.
Welcome back, Drive Time Sports, on your home for Denver Nuggets basketball, Extra Sports 1300. Last night you heard the Nugs get back to their winning ways, 134-111 over the Phoenix Suns. Our guest had 10 points in 16 minutes off the bench for the Nuggets. Malik Beasley joins us on the show. Malik, nice game last night, man. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you. It was a good win last night.
Yeah, and Michael Malone said after the game that he was, I believe the word he used was direct when it came to you guys at halftime and the defensive effort. You guys give up 41 in the second quarter. What did he say? Because it seemed like it worked because you guys came out and held them to 18 in the third quarter.
Well, he was just like, this is unacceptable. We have to hold each other accountable. They had just flew in that day. They played last night. So there's no reason why they should be winning right now, especially at our home. They're just playing harder than us, and we got to take accountability. And that's what we did in that second half, and we turned it up, man. We didn't let them score that much.
When a team's coming into Denver on the second ring of a back-to-back, how important is it for you guys to just kind of go out there and you know, run a quick offense and just exhaust these guys early on?
Yeah, no matter what, man, especially if they off the back-to-back, we got to push the ball because, one, we're used to the altitude and we're used to pushing the ball, having that fast pace, but we can't let up or we can't, like, come in because the Suns are not a good team, no offense. We can't come in and come to their level of competition. We have to bring our own competition and hit them first.
Michael Malone also recently said that he needs to trust the bench more. It seems like he did that last night. You got quite a bit more run than we've seen lately. So when he says something like that, what goes through your head?
Just more confidence, really. Just knowing that I'll be able to play and that he's going to start trusting us again. But really, I just got to stay ready. My main thing is to stay ready, so I have to get ready and that's what I've been doing, and that's why I've been kind of successful coming off the bench, no matter what it is, 2 minutes or if I'm playing 15 minutes.
Malik, talking about the bench, I've been watching the games all year, and I haven't figured out what Coach Malone does as far as, you know, subs and everything like that. What's his pattern, or is it just go game by game?
Most of it's game by game. He has a set seven, though, with Trey Lyles and
right.
Barton come off the bench. So it depends on what he feels like that night, I guess. I mean, he knows I'm ready every night. So, it depends on the night, matchups, things like that.
Malik Beasley joining us here on Drive Time Sports. Nuggets get a big win last night over the Phoenix Suns. For you, Malik, what's the biggest difference between year one and year two in the NBA?
Biggest difference, I'm playing more this year, so just keeping my body right, eating the right things. That's the main thing for me because, even if I'm getting like 10 or 15 minutes a game, last year I wasn't getting that at all, so this year, just getting my body accustomed to all of that is probably the main difference this year from last year.
And staying away from Will Barton, at least right now.
Yeah, he's sick, right?
Yeah, he powered through it last night, but you could tell he was pretty gassed, that's for sure. I'm curious. I am not special in that I am followed and I follow Lil B, the base god. I think I'm part of 1.5 million followers or whatever. But so I see him on my timeline. He's tweeting all the time. And with following you and following him, kind of an exchange kind of caught my eye. So for people who don't know, Lil B likes to go around and give out his blessings to sports teams. sometimes he goes the opposite way, and James Harden can speak to that. But he blessed the Nuggets, which is awesome. And then he brought you up specifically, and since neither one of us – Chris or myself will probably ever have the joy of getting blessings from the base god. Can you tell us what? How did that come out? Do you guys know each other? And what is it like when the base god like calls out the Nuggets and then says, you know, Malik Beasley plays with a lot of honor?
Yeah, it was crazy. He had followed me back when I was at Florida State, and so I followed him back, and then we never really made any like connections like that or anything. And then I guess when we played the 76ers, he put a curse on us saying that we were going to lose that game, and we were up the whole game, and I was like, dang, it's like that. And my brother had tweeted him, like, no, don't put the curse on the Nuggets. They're a good team. My brother plays on there. And then he was like, he said, you're right. And then, like, 15 minutes later, he tweeted Malik Beasley. He said something about me, some blessings to me, and I've gotten those blessings, so I'm just going to ride with the wave.
So, Malik, you come to Denver with an extreme work ethic. In fact, I pulled up this old article on you. It says, Malik Beasley comes to Denver with mutant work ethic. And so you've been known for being not only an energy guy, but a guy that works real hard. How much has your work ethic and your belief helped you last year when you were going up and down, and this year to where you weren't getting a lot of minutes and now you're getting more minutes and you know that you belong here? How has that work ethic and belief helped you along the way?
Oh, man, it helps tremendously. That's one of those things where me working, I stay ready, so I don't have to get ready. So whenever coach calls my name, I'm ready to go. So I just put in a lot of hard work, man, stay in shape, not get too high, not get too low. Just, you know, continue to be willing to learn different things and get better every day. And that's one of the main things I've been focusing on also. And just making sure I'm not forcing extra workouts in, because now I'm playing more, so I got to take care of my body. But still just getting in extra shots or extra recovery or even sleeping earlier than usual, like I have to.
We don't get to talk with a lot of Florida State Seminoles, so I do want to ask you, it's not the most timely thing, but I'm curious, would you like to share any comments about maybe the way you guys and the rest of Seminole Nation feel about Jimbo Fisher?
man, I only met him once.
Okay.
Times. He's a good dude, though. He took care of his family and the players down there. It's tough to see him go, especially he's been in this tradition for a minute. But that Florida State tradition ain't going to stop, man. We don't play fast, play hard every night.
Do you get down back to Tallahassee very often?
I haven't been. I went last year during All-Star break. That's about it. But hopefully I plan on going to All-Star break this year. So just got to say, get lucky.
Can you lobby for the rookie sophomore game, the Rising Stars Challenge?
No, I don't. I could do that, but I want people to see it on their own. I don't want to be out there in the streets trying to tell people, look for me. I just want to prove to people. And if it takes one more year or two more years or this year, then it does. But mark my words, they're going to get my recognition. And they're going to vote for me on my own, not just because I asked them to. Mm-hmm.
Would you rather compete in the dunk contest or the three-point contest?
It doesn't matter to me. I'm going to compete to win each one.
You've been working on a special dunk. You got one that, like...
I thought you were going to unleash... Although it was a really nice dunk when Nikola fed you on that behind-the-back pass, but...
I do that special dunk. He's baked real easily, so I was thinking about that, but time and score, I couldn't... take off,
Malik. Last thing before we let you run, man. Nationally, you guys are getting people's attentions. Obviously, in the NBA, the West is just savage. I mean, up and down. There's so much talent there, and it's hard, especially with Golden State, to get some love nationally. But I've heard a lot of people lately talking about you guys, but then they put in the caveat, like, wait till Paul gets back. I know you guys don't have the luxury of waiting, but just in that sense, do you guys feel like the best of this team is still yet to come with or without Paul Millsap healthy?
Yeah, I truly think, like, we still got a lot of young guys on our team, man. We still Gary's still only 22. Trey's still, like, 22. Like, we got a lot of young guys, man. And I really do think that with or without Paul, we still have a chance to be something special. Guys are starting to figure out things. We're starting to get the chemistry. Like, we're starting to defend. We're starting to figure out what it takes to continue to keep winning in the West. This is probably the best we've done in, like, a few years. So we just want to continue that process and continue to get better. But yeah, man, I think with Paul, we could be something special. Without Paul, we could be something special. But hopefully we have Paul, because that would be a little bit more dangerous.
Yeah, I heard last night on the broadcast that you guys are about 3 weeks worth of games ahead of the pace that you guys set last year. So you guys are playing well. The Jazz come calling tomorrow night. I believe that's a guys' night out. So to our listeners, bring the fellas, go out and see Malik and the boys take on Utah. And while you're at it, give Malik a follow at MBZ5. Malik, really appreciate the time, man. Nice game last night. Hopefully Michael Malone gives you a little bit more run here as we move along, and hopefully the wins keep racking up for the Nuggets. Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, Rod, thank you for having me up here, man. I appreciate you guys calling me. Let me know if you need me anytime, and go Nuggets.
Malik Beasley of the Denver Nuggets joining us here on Drive Time Sports.